It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's time for Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett and John Dinkins, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. The primetime sports team is joined by Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches to talk about their most recent games and upcoming opponents. It's time to talk orange and white on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimetimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
And we welcome you back to the Cedar Bucket Restaurant as we turn our attention to Middle Tennessee Christian School. Kind of a happening place today. It's always a happening place over at MTCS.
It is, definitely. And today, you are exactly right. We've got two gyms going full speed ahead with basketball right now.
That's the voice of Coach Dan Wilkerson, who I guess we missed you the last time, but we had with Coach McKnight, had a good time talking to her and her dad. And that's what's really neat about Middle Tennessee Christian School. You got those stories and, you know, those family ties. And, you know, I think Dad's having a little hard time giving up the reins a little bit. But all is working out well, it seems.
Right, right. It is a lot of fun. In fact, just the other night we were in the office reminiscing about some when Katie was a senior and some of the things that happened throughout that year. And that's one of the main reasons we coach. Is to for the relationships and the fun, you know, memories that we have because of those things. So it is a lot of fun to keep it, like you said, in the family.
Not only that, but I mean, you have a chance, and I think this is maybe the second time that you've had the chance to continue that relationship with someone who wants to, you know, coach and teach. And you know, if that's the cup of tea, that this is a place where you can get that opportunity, that's pretty special. You can't get that many places.
It is, and it's humbling, and it's a little bit nerve-wracking. I read a quotation this week that said, don't be scared that your children are listening to everything that they say. Be scared that they're watching everything that you do. And so sometimes, you know, I'll see that Katie will get some things for me, and I don't always recognize it for me. I'll say, hey, we might need to do this, and she'll say, that's what you do. I'm like, ah, well, you need to look the other way.
Well, we had the opportunity, and we appreciate Mr. Watson and yourself and Jason for having us out on Tuesday night. Although the results weren't that great on either side, two really good games, two competitive games, and to me, it really shows a lot in girls and boys how competitive this upcoming district tournament is going to be. Everyone is very close to everyone else.
I absolutely. This is the first year I feel like that you couldn't. There may have been a game or two that hinged, you know, where the standings would fall, but this year there is just a lot of parity. I agree, boys and girls. We were looking at it after the games last night. And in the boys, there was an upset. I think it was maybe Moore County beat Forest boys, and Forest was probably going to be up there first. I think they were tied for first. And so you never know. With the girls, it's definitely the case.
Well, Eagleville goes to Huntland and loses a tough game down there.
Right.
You know, I think Eagleville was third maybe at the time and Huntland six or something like that. So, I mean, it's crazy.
It is, and I asked Mr. Watson. We were talking again last night after a game, and I said I haven't decided what as a coach, you know, if I enjoy it more, if it makes the season more enjoyable or more stressful, not knowing where, you know, kind of how to plan ahead, because you don't. We try to look at the tournament. You never want to look too far ahead, but
sure.
You start thinking, you know, it's basically 2 weeks away. What can we do to prepare? But it makes it really hard because you don't know. And what he said is, from a fan's perspective, it's probably more enjoyable because every night, you know, there's going to be a competitive game and you really don't know how it's going to turn out. That makes it fun to be there and hopefully root on your team to a win.
One thing it does do, I think, it puts a little more pressure on those games that people expect you to win, and maybe you put an expectation, and case in point may have been you know, Thursday and Friday's games for you, Boyd Christian and Fayetteville City. Fayetteville City's not that bad of a basketball team.
Oh, absolutely.
But where they are in the district, I think it kind of amplifies that game, maybe in a fan's mind.
I think you're right, and it does add maybe a little bit of pressure, and that may be in our minds, but they are not a bad team at all. In fact, when we played there, we squeaked out a win by five, and it was closer than that at some points. And so to be able to come out strong last night, I felt like we hopefully learned something about ourselves. You know, we've been kind of up and down this year. There have been times when we've maybe played, I guess, to the level of the competition. You hear that sometimes. I don't know if our focus has been entirely there. But overall, you know, I think in the last couple games, we've stepped up. I know we're getting a lot out of Aaron Mullins right now, who's had two games of, I think, 15 points. And Julia Howard, our only senior, has really stepped up. She had another double-double last night. And so when they start working together and some of the pieces start fitting together and they realize, hey, we've got three games left until tournament time, it's almost done, then it makes it really fun and rewarding because of how hard they've worked leading up to this point.
Let's go back to Tuesday and kind of recap the week that was on Tuesday versus Forest. And again, it's a game that we broadcast from over at MTCS, 42-38. Julia Howard had 12 and Megan Smith had 12 in that game. And the reason I wanted to go back in that is because from our a fan standpoint, but also broadcasting the game, you could see those times where, I don't know if it was focus or what it was, but there was a lull that every time you made a run, something would happen, and Forrest took advantage of that opportunity where whatever happened to you.
Absolutely. I think you hit it right on the head there. We didn't take Forrest lightly. I think Coach Gene does a fabulous job with them. And one of the things that we have taken away from that game is we felt like, you know, we didn't deserve to win. And at the end of the game, we want to be able to say, whether we win or not, we did what we could to deserve to win. And Forrest just really got after us. And we didn't start. We started off in one of those lulls, fought back in a little bit. We were down 7 at half. And fought back to tie it, I think, at the end of the third, but really didn't play a great game, and that's not in any way to take away from what Coach Gene and Forrest did, because they deserved it. I mean, they got after us, and the defensive pressure was intense, and they were hitting shots, and so they did a great job, and we did have some lulls, and hopefully we've narrowed lulls down to maybe minute segments and not games, as maybe we had some in the other, you know, at the beginning of the season. And hopefully then it maybe even was some quarters, but now we're hoping we'll have minute segments where we have a lull if we have to have them.
Yeah. Well, to me, that shows a progression in your team and maturity. Also coming from that, I also noticed that you've added some depth, you know, with the eighth grade team, with the junior high, finishing what was a pretty good year for them, that allowed you to bring up some eighth graders. And it was our first chance to see Ashlyn Wilkerson, but she's really contributing and immediately.
Absolutely. She helps in a lot of ways, really all the girls, whether they're getting a lot of clock in a varsity game or not, to be able to come in to practice and to fight and to scrap, it just makes us a lot better. I think Ashlyn fits, you know, we have been, I guess, short on what we call true guards all year. Now, we really had two. Now, we're really proud of where Ashley Sadler and Chandler Adams, some of these girls that we call tweeners because they're kind of in between a guard and a post, and they've had to play guard, and, you know, both of them have had made great strides in the guard spot. And really, it's tough to guard because they've got some size and they've played some posts and some guards. And Chandler Adams has really figured out some ways to cut to the basket and think, but it is, she having another guard that's really a true guard really frees us up with some of our rotations. And she is in the gym a ton. She's one of the gym rats, and she called one day asking if I would open the gym for her and dad to come shoot. And I was like, are you kidding me? I mean, absolutely. So she has added a little spark in our guard position.
Tweener is a hard position to play, isn't it? I mean, it really is. If you're really a forward or a post, because I think guard is the toughest position, because you have to know how to handle the ball, you have to be able to see the floor. And it's tough to be put into a position to play the guard spot.
Absolutely. And especially, you know, for us, we demand a lot. Our standards and our expectations are really high. And so we spend a lot of time in the gym. We spend a lot of time watching video. We spend a lot of time taking notes about, you know, this is how we want to play the game. This is what we want you to do. And not just because of the game, but we think those are some skills that hopefully will last beyond basketball careers. But it is really tough. We're demanding, and really the girls have excelled in that. And especially when you say, again, you know, our three true guards this year are a sophomore, a freshman and now an eighth grader, when you heap that kind of pressure going against teams in the district that are laced with seniors that have been playing. I listened on the way in and listened to Coach Lynch. He's got some girls that have been starting since they're freshmen. I like to think maybe in a couple of years, you know, that'll be a benefit for us. Right now, we're still trying to match that intensity and learn some things.
Well, you hopefully in 4 years we'll have someone like Wilkerson, for instance, that's had maybe 4.5 years. You know, that's one other luxury that you have as well, is to be able to bring up some of those eighth graders to help. And I know that you would not put them in unless they could contribute and benefit from it both at the same time.
Absolutely. And that goes back to where we started talking about, yeah, Katie McKnight. It's really fun to have Katie and her father run a system, you know, that helps prepare them for the high school level. And we are in a good situation where we can have that help the program. And we think it's good for the team. And so we always try to evaluate if that happens. We want it to be good for everybody.
We're talking to Dan Wilkerson this morning about Middle Tennessee Christian School girls basketball. Something that someone asked me, and I had no idea, and it just popped into my mind when I said your name, and I looked down and I saw Ashland's last name. Any relation?
No, that's funny, because no, there is no relation.
Do you get asked that a lot, or
but
at all?
She gets asked it more.
I bet.
And now I try to claim her often, but she does not show a lot of emotion. But you will get an eye roll if you ask her that, because when she was in seventh grade last year, and some when she was in sixth grade, the officials a lot of times will say, "Oh, Wilkerson, is that, you know, are you, is he your dad?" And she would often roll her eyes, and not really meaning disrespect to them, but no, she doesn't necessarily appreciate as much as I do.
You know, that's a pretty, I forgot about that, but last year you coached about half of the year because Coach Peden was the junior high coach and he was still in football. So you kind of built relationships, which I'm sure you do with the junior high kids anyway, and even the Cougar Cubs.
I hope so. Yeah, we try to have a system mentality, and that's one of the privileges, you know, that we have from that sets us apart maybe from some other programs or other schools, is we, if the kids are there for a while, then we get to see them and build some things and some continuity that help us.
Dan, this week, it's been a long week, 3 days, three games in 1 week, plus you cram in on either side of it, the Hail tournament. It's kind of exhausting, I'm sure.
It is, and we, you know, this year we hosted our Christmas tournament, and just about the time you think you're recuperated from doing that and all of the work, and, I mean, we're so fortunate to have so many good volunteers. Like, Carol Lamb has taken so much responsibility off of us so that we can try to focus on still winning some games and playing, taking care of our teams. But whenever we finish the Christmas tournament, then you turn around and you've got a Hail tournament. We've had right around 60 teams this year from all over the state, and we'll finish those games up today and maybe take a breather tomorrow before we start looking at everything that we have to do for the district tournament that starts on February 10th.
It's just a couple of weeks, no rest for the weary.
Absolutely.
What are the games that are going on today, Dan? I know you've got a list of them down there for the Hail tournament.
I do. We have a sixth grade division, and in the girls, we have Moore County playing South Cumberland as we speak. The Thurman Francis sixth grade boys will play South Cumberland sixth grade boys later today. In our large division, we have the girls from Prescott playing community in the championship. In the large boys division, it's Winfrey Bryant out of Lebanon versus Cornerstone, which is a Baxter feeder. And in our small division, we have Van Buren County playing South Cumberland girls. And the boys, we have two teams actually from opposite sides of the bracket, but they're both coming from Jackson, Trinity Christian Academy and University School of Jackson.
This is the wrap up. How many, do you know how many games? You had 60 teams. So
at one point, I'm not great at the math. It seems like it was 58 or something like that.
That's crazy. It's
a ton of games. You're right.
A lot of people are involved to make that work. I mean, you do a lot of work on the scheduling and things like that, but I mean, from concession stands, two different places, and making sure you have enough pickles and, you know, gatekeep, you know, to keep money, to take in money at the gate. Well, all those type of people, it takes a lot to, and somebody's got to coordinate all that.
Oh, man, it is such a really a burden, and yet it's a blessing because of where we are. We have so many people. It goes back to, again, I'm sorry to keep being cliche or repetitive, but it is really a family atmosphere. So you have people that are just pitching in because that's what you do. It's like, we're at school here, we're in it together, and so we do that. And We know at some places, and this is fair and appropriate, to pay people to take over some of those responsibilities, and we basically rely on volunteers. And just, you know, a hospitality room alone is a huge undertaking, and so to have Janet Swift oversee that and coordinate that so that some of the coaches can, you know, be prepared for what they're held accountable to, it really is a blessing.
And not only that, obviously you host this tournament, it's a way to make a little money as well, a kind of a fundraising thing, which helps the program. So in the end, it's returned, but still there are more people that are there. I see at your games, I see more people who may not have someone there playing or a family member there playing, but they've been coming for years to see Middle Tennessee Christian School play.
I this is in no way a slam on other places, but I feel like that's something that is special, or I hate to say maybe unique to our school. Is I think when people buy into it and you get into that family atmosphere, then you're right. You have some people that come, whether they have kids or not. I mean, we've had people that have had children that have graduated, and I think the typical situation is, well, now my kid's no longer in that program, and so we're done, but they'll come back and volunteer and grill burgers or whatever, just because I think they appreciate, you know, the mission of the school and what we're trying to accomplish, and it really is a family.
Well, I mean, then you have people, well, Coach McKnight's dad, for instance, that keeps coming back and donating time, and he has the opportunity to work with his daughter. But, I mean, all of those things that work together, and he could have very easily, well, she's a senior, she's done, and I'm moving on with something else.
Right.
But a lot of people make that choice to continue to be involved somehow.
Absolutely. And his wife and Katie's mom, Virginia's involved as well.
Yeah.
I mean, 'cause when they are playing sixth grade games, for example, they do sixth grade what we call our Cougar Cubs, as well as our junior high, and so they help coordinate gate workers and concession stands. So Virginia may be doing that as well while they're playing, and it's great to have so many people willing to pitch in.
To be athletic director at Middle Tennessee Christian School has to be fun. I mean, I know that's kind of part of what you do as well, but to see all of these different programs and all these kids involved from the very young right on through the high school, that really encompasses athletic director, I think, and there's really been an emphasis on that, and I think it's going to help grow the high school athletics.
I hope so, and I appreciate you saying that. It's probably been 5 or 7 years ago when we felt like, you know, we had good coaching and some things, but our facilities weren't up to par with some of the other schools, and because of the leadership of Lynn Watson and some generous fundraising and people that have donated money and time, we're able now to have, you know, facilities, for example, that we think are second to none. I mean, our gym is just amazing. Our baseball field is one of the best around, and it'll be used for the state tournaments this year by TSSAA. Our football and soccer complex is a great field, and so we didn't do that with the emphasis of just trying to attract athletics, but we see it as the whole school program. We want to excel in whatever we do, and so when perhaps once it was a liability, now we think it's a positive, you know, a positive that people may look at it and go, hey, you're not taking a step back. If athletics is important to you, you're not taking a step back to go there.
It's not only athletics, but it's in the classroom and with everything. One of the I guess you consider it athletic, a sport, but the trap shooting. I mean, the
absolutely
best that you're going to find in just about anywhere. So, I mean, to me, it's just a very special place, and you can see that not only in the athletics, but also everywhere else. Boy, we digress, don't we, sometimes. Thursday, beat Boyd Christian 68-19. And, gosh, when Erin Mullen scores 27 points, you have to say something about that. That's pretty special.
She is a great kid. What we've struggled with all year is trying to make her maybe be a little bit more competitive. I think if she scores on somebody, it might hurt their feelings. And she's so she's not really timid. It's just hard to get her to be super competitive, and she has now for two games in a row, and we're hoping, you know, that'll continue. She's a great kid. She's worked incredibly hard. I mentioned Ashlyn Wilkerson being a gym rat. Erin Mullins is the only girl on our team that had perfect attendance through our conditioning sessions. Some of that, you know, started last summer. And so I think now she's reaping some of the rewards, as you know, that you can't just decide one day to make it happen. So she's been working for a long time to have the success that she's had in the last couple games. We're really proud of her.
She had 15 last night for you. Julia had 12 in the game Thursday, and last night had 22. So if you could get, and I don't want to overshadow Megan Smith, she had 10 on Thursday and 15 last night. When you can get those three scoring in double figures, I think you're going to win a lot of ball games.
I think you're right. And we have, you know, others that can step up, and that makes it tough to scout. I know when we're, you know, scouting other teams like Eagle, for example, and they have Julia Adamovich and Kelsey Barnes. I mean, when you get several girls scoring, then sometimes it's like pick your poison. And so we're really glad that girls have stepped up. Megan is, I think, still actually our leading scorer right now. But Julianne Peters, a couple off nights, she led us in scoring last year as a freshman. So she still has the capability of having a big game. It's really fun. And right now, because I think the girls have bought into this hard work ethic, and they understand there's not really a magic potion. It's get in the gym and get on the free throw line and bust it, and then success will happen in the games, you know, when you put in that kind of time ahead of time.
Coach, I want to give you the opportunity to talk about the upcoming slate, because it's a cakewalk from here on out, Cascade and Eagleville.
Right.
That's the games Tuesday and Friday this week.
There's some people that I guess expect to win those, and that is certainly not a given. We did not beat Cascade. When we played them earlier in the year, we went to Cascade and lost by four. And Eagleville, you know, we barely squeaked one out, and they are obviously going to be hungry. That'll be the last game on Friday of our district season, and then we have our district meeting for the tournament brackets on Saturday, and it'd be real challenging. Both of those, you know, coaches and teams are good teams, and the coaches do a great job with them. And just added this year is there's so much speculation and uncertainty with where people are going to fall. You know, I think that may add a little bit of drama as we get ready to get ready for the district.
I don't know that we're going to know Friday night after all the games are over who's going to be where. I can envision flipping of coins.
I think you may be right. There's several tiebreakers, you know, yeah. and that really kind of drive you batty if you start trying to put it together right now, because there's still so much up in the air.
Where is the district meeting?
It'll be at our gym on Saturday morning. I believe that's at 10 o'clock. And we'll probably have to flip some coins and get that all settled. And then this is our first year to host the district since we've been in this district. And so we'll host the tournament, and that'll start on February 10th.
Well, hopefully that's a week from today. We're talking,
right?
Wow. It's here. I guess maybe we'll have to work out some arrangements for Cougar Corner next week, since you may still be in meetings or whatnot. But hopefully we'll be able to get that information out to the folks this week and see what happens. Coach, before you get away, I wanted to mention, and this is boys basketball, Michael Farmer has had a pretty special week.
Oh, absolutely.
Tuesday, he scored 27, scored 26 on Thursday. And he was not the leading scorer last night with 22, because Derek Spears had 35 in one game. But 75 points in a week.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
I just wanted to mention that this morning. And I know Jason got a big win in overtime last night. Tough loss on Tuesday. But those guys are coming around, I think, equally on the boys' side of things. Things are going to get kind of tight.
Absolutely. There's a lot of parity, and I really think our guys are going to make a good run this year. And they, similar to what we were just talking about, you know, I think last year Derek had such an amazing start as a freshman that he drew a lot of attention, and rightly so. And so this year, sometimes he's getting a lot of attention from the defenses, and that opens Micah, and Micah can create his own shots. And then there have been other games where you've had Ben Brown knock down some outside shots. There's another freshman, Justin Wynn. I mean, you just don't know. But when you have several guys or girls that can play and put it in and score some points, that makes it really fun, and I guess not so fun if you're the other side trying to scout and prepare for that.
Derek only had 66 points this week, so.
Right.
35 helped that effort last night.
Absolutely.
Coach, appreciate it again. Thanks for having us out on Tuesday. And it's one of the only places we go that we will have the head honcho and the girls coach and the boys coach all come and welcome us and thank us for coming and ask us if we need anything. And we certainly appreciate that and look forward to hopefully being able to do something during the 9A tournament since it's at that beautiful gym we just got through talking about.
Thank you for coming, and we'd love to have you. If it works out, then we would love to have you come out there.
We'll see what we can do. Coach, appreciate it. Thank you so much. Dan Wilkerson joining us here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. A quick break and then a quick wrap-up, and we'll be right back here in just a moment on Cougar Corner.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids. And it's far deeper than a coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS. E1 Autos and Evans Auto Exchange is proud to support MTCS Athletics. Jimmy Evans and family own and operate E1 Autos. You can find them online at e1auto.com. That's E, the number one, auto.com. And also Evans Auto Exchange. EvansAutoExchange.com. You can custom order a specific vehicle or check out their extensive inventory and never leave home. It's all there. Make, model, picture, and a price. E1 Autos is at 1605 Memorial Boulevard or call 896-CARS. That's 896-2277. Evans Auto Exchange is at 2240 Northwest Broad, 895-6990, 895-6990. Jimmy Evans, E1 Autos, and Evans Auto Exchange, proud to support the orange and white of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Everything we do affects our eternal destiny.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We feel like that every decision we make has an impact on tomorrow and the rest of our lives. And so we try to encourage students to think with that kind of eternal perspective in mind.
The mission of Middle Tennessee Christian School is to provide an education based on Christian values and academic excellence. Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
MTCS Cougar Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
All right, welcome back in as we give you your Cougar Corner scoreboard. And here are the scores from this week in high school boys basketball. A 63-61 loss to Forest on Tuesday. Micah Farmer, 27. Ben Brown, 19. Derek Spears, 11 in that game. On Thursday, a 73-55 win over Boyd Christian. Micah Farmer had 26. Derek Spears with 20. And last night, 71-64 in OT. Derek Spears had 35 in the game. Micah Farmer, 22. Ben Brown with 8. So Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance highlighting this morning. Micah Farmer, 75 points this week. Derek Spears, 66 points in 3 games in a week. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, whether you're in the game on the sidelines or cheering from the stands, our friends at TOA are there for you online at TOA.com. Pretty good week, boys side, with that many points scored.
Yeah, that's more than you scored your entire – well, never mind.
Yeah, let's not go there. Opens up old wounds.
Yes.
Girls scoreboard this week, and thanks again to Miss Judy Coates for helping us out with that. 42-38 loss on Tuesday night. Julia Howard had 12, and so did Megan Smith. On Thursday, 68-19 win over Boyd. Aaron Mullins had 27. And Howard had 12, Megan Smith with 10. And in the win over Fayetteville City last night, which was 67-33, Julia Howard had 22, Aaron Mullins 15, Megan Smith 15. This week on Tuesday, hosting Cascade and Friday at Eagleville to wind up the District 9A slate of games. And as Dan was mentioning, it could go any way. The brackets, there will be some coins flipped or something. Tiebreakers will happen on the girls and boys side before that tournament bracket is settled.
It's going to be crazy.
It is. It's kind of a prelude to all the craziness we've got coming up. This week on Tuesday night, we will be at Siegel for Oakland Siegel, and then Friday night, Blackman is at Oakland. So we've got a pretty good week of girls and boys basketball coming up in 7AAA. So hope folks will tune in and enjoy the ball games.
Looking forward to it.
Good having you back here this morning.
We get a GPS for Rafferty, and we'll be ready to go.
I guess so. Ricky's been treating you pretty well this morning, hasn't he?
Yeah, but the press came, or somebody's come, and he's abandoned me.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, he's got chores to do.
Bigger fish to fry than John Dinkins.
Yeah. Hey, there's 30 more minutes for breakfast over here, though.
That's true. So come on out and have some breakfast. And on your way over, be sure to stay tuned for the Rutherford Home Show with Dean Higbee and Dave Gober. It's coming up right now. John, thanks so much.
All right. We'll see you this week.
Yes, sir. For John Dinkins and our producer at the station, Zach Troutman, I'm Brian Barrett. We'll see you next Saturday. And all during the week, keep up with everything at GoPrimetimeSports.com. So long, everyone.
You've been listening to Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.